The Emerson Building is a three-story brick uptown St. John warehouse on Canterbury Street, which through its first decades of life was home to a paper company, a rubber company, and an auto supplies company. Thursday, July 9th of 2026, however, saw the official beginning of the 1901 structure's new incarnation as an art gallery and studios, with the grand opening of the Rebecca Ordonat Studio. Ordonat herself is a full-time artist originally from Wolfville, Nova Scotia, now based in St. John, and the studio follows the Atelier model, which is a workshop-based system in which an artist leads a collective of other skilled artists. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Derek Reedley and Sarah Bustard about the studio and the grand opening, as well as the studio's Artist for a Day experience, and how local artists and non-artists alike can get involved. Ellen DeLange spoke to those gathered at the event, officially opening the studios.
St. John has always had creativity in its bones, and we are grateful to be adding something new to that story. So this space is about color, imagination, confidence, and connection. It's about making art feel alive, approachable, and part of our community here. We're so happy to welcome you to Rebecca Ordonat Studio!
We're thrilled to be launching our studio and gallery with our open house. We're inviting in the public to tour the space, to see the phenomenal artwork that's here, and to really understand the great story that is Rebecca Ordonat Studios. Rebecca was painting in her garage. She proved that there was so much demand for her work that she started selling online. And here, just a few short years later, we're in our studio with over 60 people creating great artwork, selling great artwork all over North America. The business is doing extremely well, growing extremely fast, and we think we're a great story for St. John, for the Maritimes, and certainly for Canada. When you arrive here at our space at 87 Canterbury Street in uptown St. John, and we certainly encourage people to do it, when you walk in the door of our heritage building with high ceilings, beautiful beams, brick walls, it is adorned with some of the most compelling, strong visual images created by Rebecca and our studio here. The hand-painted work, it's stunning. Every day I walk into work, and I'm thankful that I get to work in such a beautiful place with such creative people. From there, we move you through the gallery. You come upstairs where we have about 2,500 square feet of open working studio space. You'll see working painters painting landscapes here. We have an experience called Artist for the Day, where anybody with any level of experience in painting can come in, sit with an artist, and within a few short hours, have a beautiful, hand-painted original done by themselves that they can proudly display.
I want to ask a little bit about Rebecca's work as well, and kind of like specifically her influences and her style. How does she describe her work?
Rebecca is a prolific creator, and she has broad taste. Clearly, some of her earliest and most compelling work are of strong women, strong portraits of women, which are visually stunning with an incredible use of color. She is also incredible at landscapes, and we have a broad collection of landscapes. But in all of it, there's an underlying feeling of strength and femininity. And I almost hesitate to say the femininity, because it is, I don't see it as feminine strength. I see it as human strength in all of the imagery.
I want to kind of like dig a little bit into the value of people being able to come in here and just express themselves in this context. But in general, how important is it for people to have a creative outlet?
To me, it's an essential part of life. And we think that this opportunity is an opportunity, the Artist for a Day experience, is for people who perhaps don't understand that creative endeavors can be mentally and physically healthy and just really, really satisfying.
It really brings together like a sense of community when you're sitting at a table creating with other minds, other creative people, and it's really nice to just be a part of the community and be able to share a space with the community now, because we've done so much online. So it's nice to be able to share our talents and our skills and just our space with everyone around in St. John.
People who are perhaps more established artists or more experienced artists, how can they get involved? How would you like artists and non-artists to kind of engage with the space and with what you're doing here?
We admire and enjoy the gallery and creative community here in St. John. We certainly see us as a contributing part of that. We are open to collaborations with artists of any and all kinds. We certainly are developing relationships with other artists and the entire creative community, the entire business community. Everybody's really invited. We would love to talk to anybody about collaborations, our gallery space, and collaborating down there. We value all those conversations and we look forward to those. So certainly we want to invite the entire creative community in New Brunswick and beyond.
So we're welcoming other artists if they want to show their work, if they don't have a gallery that they are currently working with. We're open to some other artists being able to show their work. We also have our own large format printers and our own framers, so we are open to sharing that with you as well. So if you're interested and you'd like to show your work or be a part of this community, we would love to hear from you. And yeah, we have applications online on our website.
It's a stunning open space where we have people painting, but it's also an interesting creative space for corporate events and for wedding planners. So we will make the space available for rental, and we can tailor any event to anybody's needs.
What are your reflections on the art scene in the city?
Well, the art scene in St. John, I think, is the beating heart of the community. This is a community that over the past few decades has seen a lot of change. Through that, I've seen artists embrace the neighborhoods, the community. And when I look at the arts scene in St. John specifically, I see it as much more vibrant than when I was a younger person starting my career in the 90s. We certainly have our art heroes and our creative heroes, but I would say that the community is proliferating right now. The community is doing very, very well. And that is gathering steam and creating interest in our city. We used to be a very, very industrial city, and now I'd say we're a very industrial, creative city. And it's those mix of things, that grittiness and the beauty that comes with creativity, that I think people are finding irresistible here, and I see nothing but growth. We are absolutely thrilled. Everybody that works here at Rebecca Aldernet Studios feels very, very fortunate to work in such a beautiful, creative, busy place. There's a lot of art that's coming out of this place, but there's also a lot of commerce, and that's very exciting for people in a city like this. And I can say that everyone here on the team feels a special pride to be able to work in this environment and to work with somebody as talented and prolific as Rebecca.
Rebecca Aldernet Studios can be found at 87 Canterbury Street and online at rebeccaaldernet.ca. If you have a tip, an idea or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.